All right. So okay. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott, okay. And where were you born and when?
I was born in Fort Belvoir, Virginia, on the Army base in 1968, May 1st.
Okay. All right. And what events of historical significance have you been part of or witnessed? That can include refugee or military civil actions or major events like 9/11.
Well, I mean, looking back, I mean, one of my earliest memories was when President Nixon resigned. My stepmother at the time pulled me into the room to watch the president resign. I guess that was when I was 6 years old. And told me, you know, that would be something I would remember, which I do.
Okay. And what areas?
Moving on from that, other significant events would be when Elvis died in the 77 or whatever, when the whole band of Lynyrd Skynyrd, or most of the band, crashed and died in an airplane accident over the woods because they ran out of gas in the plane. In 1980, the Challenger explosion for the space shuttle exploded upon liftoff, killing everyone on board, including teacher and stuff like that. I would say, other significant historical events, obviously 9/11 was a crazy day. I was actually driving right by the Pentagon. I was driving between Washington, D.C. and Reston, Virginia, right by the Pentagon, when I heard everything going on in New York on the radio, and I had just passed the Pentagon. Maybe 3 minutes later, I heard there was smoke coming from the Pentagon, so that was a crazy day. Anyway.
All right, and what areas have you lived in?
Well, I was an Army brat, so I was, you know, born at Fort Belvoir. My father was a colonel in the Army. I've lived all over the place. Like, when I was a child, I lived in Heidelberg, Germany, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, San Antonio, Texas. Most of my young life in Fairfax, Virginia. And then we moved to Chesapeake Bay, to Tracy's Landing, Maryland, when I was about 13.
And then you just stay here in Maryland for now?
Been okay. In Maryland ever since.
All right. Okay. And can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Well, probably one of the most difficult moments was in 1998 when my father underwent quintuple bypass, aortic valve replacement, surgery, and he was in a coma for a couple weeks. That was in 1998 when I was 29 years old, or 30, actually, I'm sorry, about 30 years old, in August of 98. It was devastating. He almost died several times, and he finally pulled through about 3 weeks after surgery.
And can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what were you like as a child?
I was, good kid. I was into sports. Early on, I was into soccer. I took karate for 3 or 4 years. I got my green belt in karate. I played baseball, football, basketball, and soccer up until I was about 14. And then I started working in restaurants, washing dishes. That's when I met Joni. And then bussing tables, waiting tables, things like that. I worked at my father's marina. My dad owned a 4-acre marina with 200 boat slips and a boatel that held another 200 boats. He had 33 employees, including 10 mechanics. And I worked at the marina quite a bit from the time I was like 12 until I was about 23.
Okay, all right. Another question. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
Definitely my father. Huge influence in my life. And my kids. I mean, I love my kids. They're a huge influence in my life as well. They're both great kids.
Can you tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact in your life while you were growing up?
I had several teachers in college who were, fascinating. I took international studies, so one of my teachers was Roger Yeager. He was a professor of African politics. I learned a lot about the world there, and another teacher, forget his name, who was a geopolitical teacher, focused on geopolitics. That really opened my eyes up to the world and the way things work.
All right. And what advice will you give to your teenage self?
The advice I give to my teenage self is to stay out of trouble, to err on the side of caution, not take risks, and to focus on common sense, and to save money. Save more money. Save as much money as you can.
All right. And can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I've learned you don't get old being no fool. I've learned not to drink and drive.
Yeah.
I've learned to try to maintain yourself dignity and respect and integrity, and to try to be genuine and honest and fair and reasonable when dealing with other people.
And can you tell me a story about any lesson you learned from your parents?
I think the lesson I learned from my father, because I pretty much had a single parent.
Oh, okay.
My mom died when I was 5. The biggest lesson I can learn from him was just his overall integrity and his likability with people, his was a man of few words, but the words that he used were genuine and real, and they meant something. So I think overall, looking back at his life when he passed away, he was 79. He was buried in Arlington National Cemetery with honors. He had a Silver Star, Bronze Star, Combat Air Medal, 2 Officers' Letter of Commendation, and another award, Legion of Merit. So I think the biggest thing I learned was how over your lifetime your actions will become your legacy.
All right. And are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today, or negative events?
I think what I've learned most is just to be positive, optimistic, to have confidence, and to always look on the bright side of life. a lot of things have shaped me, both positive and negative. But at the end of the day, you want to remove the negative and accentuate the positive.
All right, and going back to the historical events, what were your thoughts and feelings that you experienced during those times? Did it change you?
Yes, absolutely. It changed me, you know, for the better. I'm still learning and still growing as a person. And I'm focused on my children. I'm focused on my wife and our success in life and our happiness. Absolutely.
All right. And what were your thoughts or feelings when you heard about, like, the 9/11 or another historical event?
Well, if we talk about 9/11, my thoughts were, what the hell is going on? And obviously, a bunch of crazy guys, you know, with box cutters took over airplanes and flew them into buildings. I remember thinking, is that it? Because that's a lot to deal with, but, I still felt safe. I felt that the incident was isolated. I definitely rushed home and grabbed my kids and, you know, wanted to be in a safe place.
Yeah.
And I just remember how nice and courteous everyone was to each other for probably at least a month after that happened.
And if you could give an advice to young people of today, what would it be?
Save money, work hard, study hard, stay out of trouble.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, let me see if there are any more. Just a few minutes. Okay, tell me what story I need. All right, I think that's it. All right. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, I hope that helped.
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
Damn.
All right, nice meeting you. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
You too.
Take care.
Get that in time.
Thanks.